Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Three Fat Truckers. We're your hosts. I'm Bill. Joining me for the first time is Dave, Steve, and Malia, my fantastic co-hosts. How's it going, everybody?
Well, I'm back on here again, so you got me for guys. Another week.
Yeah. Good day, everybody. Enjoy the show.
Good morning. Yeah,
it's been a whole week. Haven't seen you guys. How you been?
Hard at it. It's kind of nice to have a female voice on here instead of listening to you two all the time.
I can interrupt once in a while.
She's a lot prettier than us, too.
Yeah, that is true.
Way prettier.
It's the blonde hair.
She's prettier now than I was 20 years ago.
The problem is she's meaner than all three of us.
That's true.
It's probably true.
That's fine.
She don't take shit off nobody.
Yeah, so no.
Your boy listens when you say something the first time, right?
Usually. I have a look about me, and people have often wondered what happens
if
they
don't. Do you get the mom look in the eye? And the...
Yeah, I mean, once you say their name pretty stern, like middle name.
Okay, I was going to say, when they hear their whole name, they know that they're in deep shit.
Usually when Martin was put in my name, there was an ass beating behind it. So Martin Hart. Bang.
I also raised my kids to have a code word. So if I use that code word, there is no messing around.
You ain't gonna say my people.
You might want to go off grid.
Yeah. But it also works if they need me. If they text me that code word, I would be their hands down. So
that's actually works both really ways. Good plan. Mm-hmm. All right. So episode 64.
24.
Yeah, also recorded on, not 24, 64. Also recorded on August 11th,
2024.
You're telling us your age, 64. There was your
24, That's where it was. And the year of our good Lord.
Little ways, 64. Yeah,
Dave's almost there, but I'm not. Yeah.
He's the baby of the month.
In case you're thinking to yourself, hey, seems like I just listened to these guys, it's because you did. We are weekly now. Like I said, you're welcome. We do it for you. And
it's all about the fans.
What did we do? We got to thinking a while back. I think Dave,
us in trouble in the first place.
Right. Well, no, it's true, though. I think Dave was the one that brought it up first that, I think we ought to go weekly. But we can record them, on the same day. A lot of podcasts do that, record it on the same day and then release them a week at a time. That way somebody's got something sitting in their player every week to listen to. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a good idea. It'll double our ad revenue, if nothing else.
Try it again, Bill, with your top off.
Yeah. I don't know anybody who wants to see that.
You're a director in your own life, huh?
Hmm. So, yeah, weekly. We're going to see how that goes. I don't see any reason why it wouldn't work. You might have also known that the runtime is slightly cut, too. So,
and for some reason, there's a fourth person on here now.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just three fat truckers, we decided to make it three fat truckers and somebody better looking than all of us.
Well, watch this space, too, because that number might grow to five or six as well. So, no promises.
We will
see how it goes. I don't see any reason why it wouldn't work.
Well, welcome to the show again, Malia. Yeah.
Oh, thanks for having me, you guys. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's always second fun to pick on you.
Here. You got it down nailed, Pat.
She's just got the perfect voice, too.
She does. The voice is coming across very well. We all hate her voice. I hate my voice. I listen to it, and I'm like, oh, my God. But
I usually love your voice, Dave.
What gets me, Dave, is you have a soundboard. You know you can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can change some stuff, So I don't have it hooked up, but we're making headway.
Really don't want him messing with that.
We're making headway on the new studio, by the way, too. So that ought to
Your computer sitting here next to me. I haven't been able to log into it because you changed your password or something.
And he doesn't know it.
No, he's got no clue.
He doesn't know it.
I don't know.
He didn't write it down. Didn't put it in a note.
Nope. Why start now?
So anyway.
Yeah, that sounds like me too. I shouldn't pick on you.
Well, yeah, you should. That's why you're here. To help us.
It balances the equation, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. You know, nobody wants to hear three fat white guys go at it every week, you know.
No.
By the way, anybody go see a movie lately?
I didn't go to see it, but I watched the new the Planet of the Apes movie. The Kingdom. And that was pretty good. I got to say, maybe they're starting to pull their finger out and make halfway decent films. Probably not, because
I got a movie for you to watch, Bill.
Okay.
Which I thought was really good. I bought it, and I don't ever buy movies. And, let me see where it's at here. It's called The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare.
Oh, yeah.
Henry Cavill and the guy from Reacher is in it.
Yeah.
And it's based on true events, supposedly.
It's like the Inglourious Bastards kind of thing, isn't it?
It is, almost. And it was great. I haven't watched a movie that kept me zoned in the whole time for forever. I mean, and it was nonstop action and
you mean
funny.
It kept you from falling asleep?
I was
going to
say,
huh?
You didn't fall asleep.
Or you didn't get your phone out and start messing with it.
No.
You stayed awake.
But I actually
never failed. You guys fall asleep.
I've been wanting
to
go to the theater to see the new Deadpool and Wolverine. And I just
I do too.
I did go see that, so I don't want to spoil it for you.
I do too. But isn't it kind of nice to get something that's not a Marvel movie or not?
Yeah, absolutely.
Not a remake of an 80s movie or, God help us.
Well, I'll tell you what, that one is starting to stretch a lot.
I mean, there's Barbie. Did you go see Barbie?
I've got it on my jellyfish server.
You did, Dave. I bet you did go see Barbie. Did you stay awake for that?
I did. Yeah,
I bet you did.
And the best part about it,
take you to some.
That's the best part about it. Cuddle up in the back of the theater and sleep.
The best part about that is Ken won all the awards on that, and he had the smallest part in the whole show.
Of course he did.
Of course, the chick flicking the guys.
It's
even
man's
win.
World.
What do we do?
I did start watching something that's sort of weird here. There's like four seasons.
Well, that's
of it.
Debbie Does Dallas, but we know that.
Have you seen Doom Patrol?
Yeah.
Doom Patrol.
Have you watched that?
Yeah.
I remember a thing called in the 70s Doom something. Patrol. What was that show TV series?
Paw Patrol. Is that it's another cartoon?
Yeah, that's
of course. I know
not
he
Paw
didn't
Patrol.
Know. It was like,
no, it was about these guys on Jeeps with machine guns and they run the Doom.
Oh, that was Mad Max.
Yeah.
No, before that. In the 70s, there was a series. Oh, it was Doom.
We're not old enough, Bill.
I know it.
I guess. I watched TV in the 70s, Sesame Street. And
oh, my. I was,
the Electric
I was born
Company.
In 80. I was born in 80, guys. It's like 70 80. What?
Yeah, Bill, you're not the youngest no more.
No, I guess not.
Well, I'm starting to feel old now. I'm like 80. People are like, "You're old." It's like,
I just remember.
I had to have readers the other day. I took your glasses for the menu.
Yeah. I handed my glasses. I can see clear.
Oh, was that a new sensation for you? Yeah. Happened to get glasses to see?
It's like the menu's too small. What the heck happened?
Exactly. Did they shrink it on purpose?
You go, give me the adult menu so I can read.
I know. I think they shrank it on purpose. It's like,
since when did they make the whole world blurry?
I know. I'm like, what is coming on this? It's like, Dave's like,
it's not right.
Try these on. She goes, wow,
I can read it. They gave you back the right menu.
Done. I mean, the shocked look that she could read it was even funnier, you know.
You know, you can go right to the Dollar Tree. They're like $1.25.
I now know where I got to get it.
And they even got fancy ones for ladies.
I was exactly the same way. I had perfect vision right up until my mid-40s, and then...
About 40-something.
Man, you just gave it away. It's like, yeah, I'm 44.
That's where you're at.
Just told her age. Way to go. She was trying to
literally
hide it.
No woman on earth ever tells her age.
She does. 44.
Second episode that we got it out of her.
44.
And proud of it.
Yeah. Well, you made it, you know. Yeah. I want to say you're halfway there, but...
Did you hear that on there?
Did you not eat breakfast this morning?
No, not yet. It's like lots of coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That'll do it. I made sure and I had a bowl of cereal number one, to jack the blood sugar up, and then number two,
that's
that way.
Coffee does. It's like,
yeah.
You know, I haven't had any carbs or sugar or anything processed for over a month now.
Well, good. I'm going to go to Tower Bar and Grill today for lunch.
I love that place.
And they have, my brother wanted to go someplace. So he said, hey, can you meet us at noon at Tower Bar and Grill?
I
said,
Yes, I can.
I love that place. Don't they have like a chicken fajita taco or something? Yeah.
Well, they've got wings that have been good for
years.
They're one of the few places where their wings have not changed over the years.
They're peanuts lot. And
well, I just thawed out a pork belly last night. Dave makes some pork belly lollipops in the smoker.
I did 8 of them yesterday for a wedding. 8 pork butts, 4 trays of green beans, 4 trays of macaroni and cheese, coleslaw for a wedding yesterday, and I was waiting to get online and see if I seen any complaints, and I haven't seen any yet. So
because they're all dead.
It wouldn't be about your food. It would be about what you said.
Why? I work well at that church camp.
Who cooked the food? I was that guy that was throwing the F-bomb around.
Right?
The 1 year at church camp, somebody got them all sick, and they had COVID and was sick as shit. That's when he was out.
We were just talking about that.
Almost took him out. Yeah. Almost
it takes a lot to take this out, but it was
apparently.
Close.
I was even nice and was like, "Hey, what's
so wheezy from it? What do you mean?"
That was our producer that almost killed you, huh?
Yeah,
let's just out him right here.
Does he get you on a life insurance policy or something?
Yeah,
of course. Most of you guys are. Everybody does. I'm gonna buy one of you.
I literally called the doctor. She said, just stop by the hospital. They'll give you a shot. And I was mowing the yard. So I went, got gas in the gas cans, and I drove up, parked, and walked up to the emergency room. That's where you had to go then. Stand 6 feet behind the guy, and the guy goes, let me take your oxygen. And he puts a little machine on me and goes, just a minute. And some doctor comes out there and goes, come back here with me for a second. And I go back there, and they threw me on a table and they're wiring me. And I'm
they
like,
didn't throw you on a table.
Ain't nobody thrown you anywhere.
That's what I was going to say, since he was born.
Yeah, I don't usually tolerate that. But and they wouldn't let me leave. I was there for a little over a month and a half.
Mm-hmm.
I got to tell you, I remember it, and I remember thinking,
I was just waiting for somebody to steal my gas can out of the back of my pickup because I just filled it up because I had grass to mow.
And nobody stole it.
No.
My faith in humanity is revived.
My truck sat in the emergency parking lot, short-term parking lot, for a month and a half.
Bill, Dave, is that the gas can you spent $60 to mail to yourself?
Yeah, shut up, stupid.
Now that's a story that demands to be retold.
That one's not good.
That was priceless.
Yeah, I don't think she's heard it.
I want to hear it now. She doesn't know the context. She's got to know it.
I was sending a gas can to a friend of mine, and I went over to the
What was special about the gas can?
Well, they're the race car gas cans. They got they're easy to pour. Got the spouts, and they have
we don't have
that,
all the safety.
No crap. Government safety say, I shit don't, on
like,
nothing.
I can't use that stuff.
They're terrible.
I yeah. look like an idiot trying to.
So Dave finds a nice one,
and it's sent to me, and I go over to the post office, and they go, it'll be $60 to ship it. And I'm like, that's what I paid for the stupid thing. Now it's going to cost me another $60. All right. So I fill out the paperwork. Stick it on her, pay him the $60, and then I get home the next day. I pull in the driveway, and the mailman's carrying it up to the door.
You mailed it
and
to
I'm like, why are you? I sent it to myself and put their address as the return address.
Of course you did.
So what you should have done.
So, yeah, yeah. So what'd you do then, Dave?
I should have rejected it. So I should have said, that's not mine. Send it back to the other one. And then it got there. But there I didn't go. Think about
return
it.
Return to send up.
How so much did you pay again, Dave?
It was $60 to send it local?
No, so, it wasn't. It was going to Virginia. But
no, but it came to you.
Yeah,
you
but it was $60 because of the size and the weight.
Yeah, to ship local. It's yeah. like...
So I'm like $60.
That's
and it's,
what we call Dave Heimers.
Yeah, a Davism.
Davism.
A Davism. Dave. Yeah. Steve. Davism.
There we go.
Don't be.
We knew we had it all.
Don't be a Dave.
That's excellent. Well, we better rush through this little bit of news we got right quick, unless we just want to say fuck it.
Well, we're going to have to pause here in just a few seconds, anyways, and then. Probably ought to get in the news.
Get through the half roll on it.
Oh yeah, let's get through the mid roll. Yep. When we come back, the news.
Dun, dun, dun. The news. Dun, dun, dun.
And we're back.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Need one of them ticker sounds. And the news today.
You need like the Jeopardy thing.
I just need a little bit of quiet. That way I can find it on the waveform.
I know.
Sticking a...
So you can cram his commercials in there.
There's not a whole lot here. Our staff, I don't know.
The wreck looks terrible.
Okay, so truck driver cited for crash that left.
I brought it up because Steve's going down to Virginia. That's what caught my
West Virginia,
Virginia.
West Virginia. I only go out to West Virginia.
Yeah.
Go to Hatfield and McCoy out there. That's where you go.
Oh, yeah.
Far from where I'm at.
That's where I would be. I'd be like.
The trail system?
Yeah.
Yep. Ride four wheelers down there?
Yeah. It's fun.
Yep.
Truck driver cited for crash that left decimated cab dangling from Virginia I-77 bridge. And this is from CDL Life, Dateline, August 9th, 2024. A truck driver was cited for a single vehicle crash that left him with injuries near Hillsville, Virginia on Thursday. When crews, lovely spacing on this.
Yeah, I was rushed on time today.
I was reading glasses.
when crews arrived at the scene, they found the tractor dangling off the bridge over Route 58 East.
Well, part of the tractor. The cab's on the ground.
Yeah, the cab's sitting on the ground.
The trailer's still on the bridge.
We're not quite accurate.
Was it a Volvo?
Accurate.
Yes.
It looks, part of it looks like a Volvo.
Engine, yes.
Those
it was a Volvo.
Those got quick detach on them, don't they?
Yeah. Somebody forgot to hook.
Well,
somebody
as it
clipped a hood
latch. You
can't
see the picture, can you? I'm sorry.
No, you guys are fine. I'm enjoying this.
I will get you in the mix to where you can see all this stuff. No problem.
She called us fine. We already knew that.
Ooh, yes. I'm a fine, hairy-chested man. The cab had sheared off and fallen off Highway 58 and rolled over the guardrail, HFD said. And scroll. Virginia State Police later said that the truck was northbound on I-77 when it struck a guardrail on the right side of the road, causing the cab of the tractor to separate from the rest of the vehicle and sparking a fireball. According to witnesses. The passenger compartment rolled through both the eastbound and westbound lanes of Route 58, striking a sign in the median. I hear music while I'm thinking about that happening, too.
So what, the driver's department stayed on the other side? I love how they write.
I leave it to your imagination. The passenger compartment eventually came to rest off the westbound lanes of Route 58. While the trailer portion of the vehicle stopped and remained on I-77 because we had a job to do.
I'm not going down there.
You ain't taking me.
No, where are you going?
You can't make me.
The driver of the tractor, Nelson A. Dieguez.
Yeah,
36 of Lawrenceville, Georgia, suffered serious injuries in the crash. He was transported to an area hospital. Are you going to make me do it again, huh? Dieguez was not wearing a seatbelt.
How
do you survive that?
Oh, man.
Another one.
Got to take those Quakers out of our seatbelt holders.
Goodness.
He has been cited for failure to maintain control of the vehicle.
I'm sure he don't really give a shit.
If you can see the picture,
what
Malia?
If they showed up at the hospital and wrote him the ticket?
Well, in the picture, there's the trailer on top of the overpass, and there's a frame with the steer axle and the engine hanging off the side of the bridge, and then the whole cab is laying down on the road.
We will have
he
this.
He went for a ride, I'll tell you right now.
I will have this on the website, and it'll be linked in the show description, so everybody will be able to see this. But, yeah, there is.
I've gone by so many of these accidents. I can imagine what it looks like for today.
Tandem's on the truck hooked to it still. I can see what happened. The brake lines broke right there.
He's got them fancy taillights, though. It looks like he just got them.
He does got them nice taillights. Mudflaps are still good shape.
In that picture,
I kept that trailer from going. It's like.
Look at all the traffic. All
I don't know what's wrong with it. Ain't got no gas in it.
Look. Yeah. That's the old joke from. Look, trailer number is 1966.
Almost made it. Oh, all right. Yeah.
That just.
Bill, you said something about some local news.
Yeah, I'm going to bring it up here. What we had recently. Was an incident on the, as many would be aware, Dave and I live in Fort, well, Malia too live in Fort Wayne, and we've got I-69 kind of runs. It doesn't run through. It runs beside Fort Wayne for a real good time. Get off on 60 line like the girls in Fort Wayne do.
And if you're feeling froggy, you can take 469 and get a quad in there.
Yeah. Way to go, boy.
Did I say I keep my Bible near for this? It's like, I'll probably see that every time.
One for each hand, baby.
Yeah. It's like, pray before. So,
we had a guy broke down on the side of the road, and another truck, he was broke down, and he was out working on it during the wee hours of the morning, and another truck came along and took him out, and he was killed, and he actually wasn't found until later that morning. At least a half an hour later, his body was found. He was ran over several times by the truck. And through,
did he back up or something or what?
I was going to say, it only hit him 18 times.
I think he went underneath and I don't know.
Flopped around.
So the lesson
was
here.
Was it somebody where you guys are or just somebody in the area?
The driver, I'm trying to find the.
What company was it?
Well, good question.
I remember hearing about it, but I don't.
Yeah. Because neither company was, I think the driver was actually out of, one of them was out of Indianapolis and the other was somewhere out of state, I think. And it was a hit and run, but through the clever use of closed caption video and, you know, the other things, they figured out who it was and they arrested him, and now he's actually in Fort Wayne. I think he's got a court date tomorrow as we record this, and he swears that he had no idea he hit anything, but the video of his truck that was taken after the accident showed a mirror busted off, and then he's got a brand new mirror on the truck when they arrested him. And he's
a pickup that hit him.
No, it was another truck. It was a owner operator Cascadia or something like that.
Damn Freightliner drivers.
No, it was a Volvo. It was a Volvo. Oh.
Folks, when you
pull off to the side of the road, and in my opinion, it happens certainly more than I'm comfortable with. But it happens at an alarming rate. People treat that left side of the road like it's a rest area. Mm-hmm. If you can get off that road onto a ramp, at least, you should always prefer to do that. Mm-hmm. Don't just assume that because you're a truck and you're sitting on the side of the road, you got this big old vehicle, you got flashing lights, and you got your, you know, you could do everything right. Put your triangles out there and everything.
People don't pay attention enough.
People are distracted, especially
and drift
drivers.
Off the road a lot.
Well, and they don't let semis over either. So, like a semi trying to get over, you see that all the time. A car won't let them over when they're trying to go around.
But I've noticed here lately too, even for common courtesy, other truck drivers aren't getting over in the lane when they can when there's something on the shoulder.
Indiana is one of the best. Right in it. Indiana's the best state in the world. A truck turns his turn signal on, everybody speeds up so he can't get over.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I go to New York. I go to Texas. I go to all the big cities. Turns his turn signal, they let me in.
Go to Massachusetts, they let me out. I go to Connecticut, they let me out. Yeah. Indiana, turn signal on, they speed up.
Oh, no, it's a race.
Yeah. They do. Yeah. They absolutely do. Michigan. When I see it, I'm the car that gets over and slows everybody else down so the truck can get over.
Well, I still do it. Even in my pickup, if I see something on the shoulder, I get over.
Not me. I stay them over there. You ain't getting over. I'm not moving for you assholes. Screw you. Run me down. Well, slow me down all the time on the highway.
But you know what? If you're over on the side of the road, you got to look out for yourself.
It is,
You've got to take.
Oh yeah.
At least pull over on the off ramp or something.
How many videos have you seen where a cop's got somebody pulled over and the cop gets winged by somebody's mirror on a car?
Yeah, or the door. It's law now that you have to get over.
Oh yeah.
Or slow down to 20 mph.
That's what. So many people just absolutely. Well, you've got a when it comes to the cops and all that, you've got this culture of just respect for law enforcement now that, you know, well, we could have an argument about that, sure, but it exists.
Few bad apples it, don't need
to
ruin
it. It does exist. I mean, it does.
So,
yeah.
So I just want, I would love for people to take something from this. Take that you need to look out for yourself. Think about what you're doing. Don't just walk around that truck like, like these construction workers too. I swear they like standing right along that line, you know, and then they make it a punishable by death felony if you run over one of these guys.
Well, they had one there on 468. That guy in a pickup hit one, mm-hmm. just kept going, and they found him at home, you know.
Yeah.
But I can remember out there delivering all them concrete barriers.
Yeah, we're doing tons of barrier work right now.
You know,
now.
There's, we had a rush, when I was up there, we had a rush on that stuff, and be standing out there away from traffic on the side undoing your straps.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden you hear boom, boom. And here comes barrels flying over top of the trailer that a car had hit. Because they're not paying attention in the construction on their own or phone or whatever.
Me and Steve was running barriers once, and we pulled over to get behind the barriers to stop, and cars followed us.
Pull right on into the.
Yeah, they don't pay attention. Yeah. They pull right in.
That's funnier than hell. They don't. I'm sorry. People are such followers. They
Steve went over, I went over, and I looked in the mirror, and the car came over, and then she figured out what she did and pulled right back out in front of everybody.
I had all sorts of lights on my truck that strobed and flashed for oversize, and I'd flip all them on before I started going in, and I don't know. It was terrible.
Well, anyway, on that note, we should probably wrap it up. Good show, everybody. I got to start saying everybody now instead of guys. Again.
Yeah, these new shoot blah 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 blah.
Dave can barely get a word in edgewise now.
I know, and I gotta do it sideways.
What do you think, Malia?
I think he gets a word in. He's like,
yeah, and the word you usually don't want to hear too.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, all like of you folks get us on the podcast. You know, you're gonna have to go to the YouTube now to check out and see what this young lady looks like, because she could be just hideous. You just don't know.
Big wart on her nose.
Just about that.
I'm hearing guys saying, I don't care. I still don't matter what she looks like.
I put a bag over her head.
She's still trying to figure out what
beauty's only a light switch way.
Well, I sound, according to the last show, I sound safe. It's like, it's all the guys I got to worry.
I was going to say,
the last show is
what she signed up for here. Let's just think, what the hell?
She got on here and she heard 20 minutes talk about guy sex.
Man on man.
So go back and listen to the last show if you didn't catch that one.
That's out of context.
That's how they introduced me to this.
Yeah, we introduced her to the podcasting by talking
baptism
about
baptism of fire.
With a little debauchery, right? Starting right off.
Dropping poles. Yeah.
Bull Scott, one of the best cleaners you can get for your trucks.
Whatever we got to do to get a rise out of you.
That's right.
Let us know what you think, folks. Show at 3ftpodcast.org. Hit us up on the socials, or you can comment directly on the website. But you and I both know we ain't going to do that.
But do keep commenting on the group page, on the TikTok page. Yeah. We're getting a lot of likes. We're getting well over 600 to 800 views on our TikToks and Instagram, guys. So keep it up, you know.
Facebook.
And if anybody's free this coming weekend on the 17th Saturday, I'll be in Nebo, West Virginia at the American Truck Historical Society Truck Show at the USAVE Truck Plaza. Registration starts at 9. There's music, food, concessions, and some 50
a meet and greet of one of the three fat truckers. Boy, you can't miss that.
I'm going to be there doing some interviews.
You got to be there for that.
You're going to have any t-shirts with you, Steve?
Yeah, I'm going to try and I'm going to buy a wagon today so I can tote shit around.
There you go. No, get your little red wagon.
Yep.
Got to get another golf
cart.
It's
going to be one of the affordable black ones.
Like
with the
baby car to drive you.
Yeah.
Like the moms always carried the kids in, you know.
Oh, yeah.
We need something we can drive around inside the big truck shows, too.
Well, I got stuff to make me one of them cooler scooters, maybe.
There you go.
Whatever we got to do.
Whatever it takes.
Anyway, we'll be back in a week. We'll all see you then. Until then, I've been Bill.
And your long, old, happy, most of the time trucker, Dave.
I don't know about long.
Right. And Malia.
Emily.
Yep, Emily.
Thanks for stopping by, everybody. Have a wonderful week.
See you, folks.
Bye.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.